Mr. Chairman.
Pardon.
I feel that I cannot let this opportunity slip by without making some remarks to Mr. Smallwood's statement, wherein he stated that our people was, I think, 100 years behind time.
No.
What was it?
Newfoundland is behind the time. Not the people.
I'm a Newfoundlander. I'm a...
I'm talking about the country, not the people.
You said country.
Mr. Smallwood, address the chair, please.
I further go to state that it is not expected, surely, or Mr. Smallwood expect us, surely, to join with him and in singing the tune to the throne of Mackenzie King.
Well, now, Mr. Throne,
I'm sorry.
Excuse me, one second.
Rescue the perishing.
Excuse me, Mr. Fudge.
Well, if it's for that reason that Mr. Smallwood, or if that's the reason he's given, for the members of this convention to see eye to eye with him and vote for Confederation, I don't think he'll ever get through. I am not a Confederate. But if I could be convinced along these lines, perhaps I would. But, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen, it will take a lot of convincing before I will cast a vote for Confederation with Canada. Let us take the eastern provinces of Canada and ask the men in these provinces what they...
Canada, any authority in Canada is going to disclose to us, an unauthorized body, the terms of Confederation, with the chance that these terms will eventually be turned down by our people. Can you in all conscience consider that any authorized official body in Canada would so far commit themselves as to make themselves appear ridiculous to their own people?
We might try.
The whole idea is absolutely absurd.
We might have.
Highly absurd.
We might have.
We might go to Canada with our finger in our mouths and say, please, Mr. Canada, will you let us in? Mr. Smallwood wants us to go in, so let us go in.
Answer! If it is in the best interest of the people of this country, and I repeat that, in the best interest of the people of this country, to affiliate with Great Britain as Northern Ireland is, to affiliate with Timbuktu or Canada. If it is in the interest of the people of this country, I'm for it, and I support any such motion made by anyone who cares to make it. Because I believe the people of this country...
Fool's wishing wearing third face. I am one, Mr. Chairman, who has confidence in the future of our country and our people. And I do not believe for a moment that this good ship of state is at all leaking. And I am not prepared to send out an SOS for a Canadian rescue tug.